Are you looking for a church that is committed to the preaching of the scriptures and the love of the family of God? We invite you to the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Our worship service times on Sundays are at 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. You can visit us on the web at lindenurc.org. And now here's our program, Abounding Grace.
Giving to every man an answer for the hope that lies within us. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our pastor, Chris Gordon.
In David's distress, he cried out to the Lord, and he heard him. That's Psalm 18. The question is how did he hear? What did God do? You have the most powerful psalm here described in Psalm 18 to describe how the Lord delivers his people. It's powerful. It's beautiful. David says, "Let me tell you about it. It was awesome. I've never seen anything like it. My prayer went up to his ears, and all of a sudden the earth shook. It rocked. All of the mountains trembled and quaked. He was furious in anger out of his holy habitation. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. All of the sudden, the heavens bowed down, dropped before him. He came riding upon a cherub and the wind. All that was around him was darkness, thick clouds, and he started destroying. Hailstones and coals of fire hit the earth. When he spoke, his voice was like thunder. His arrows that came forth from his bow were like lightning. Everything was laid bare. Fire flew out of his nostrils. And what was the outcome? Verse 16, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me. They were too strong for me, these enemies, but the Lord was my support, and he brought me out into a broad place." Wow. What we have described in Psalm 18 is called a storm theophany. And what David is doing is taking all the language of the great deliverances of God's people that they have ever experienced throughout history, especially Israel, drawn out of the Nile and Egypt, splitting the sea, passing them through the land, and he is applying it right to the course of his whole life. Did you ever think that this is what the Lord wants us to do, to live by faith? To look at the scriptures and say, that story is my story. That story of deliverance that I read about over and over and over in the nation of Israel, it's all mine. All applies to me. That is the life of faith. The deliverance in the Word is your deliverance. A storm theophany was the terrible presence of the Lord in the form of a storm, when the Lord was represented as riding in the glory on top of the storm in his chariot. Remember, Ezekiel would describe this. The cherub were like horses driving this moving throne, and there was the Lord in all of his glory coming in raging fury and judgment. So you'll notice that he borrows the language of Sinai and Egypt with the plagues and hailstones and coals of fire and the Red Sea and Moses. He drew me out of many waters. He Moses'd me. David is applying it all to him. Now, I find this moving because the intention here is for us to see that every single cry that happens from the believing hearts of his sheep in this sad world, he hears. He is avenging speedily. Did this happen literally in David's life? Well, David is using poetic language to describe what God is like in his holy justice, that he is a God of deliverance. We don't appreciate this about the Lord enough. The biblical writers were constantly using the terrifying things of creation to describe the Lord's presence with us. I love the story of Elisha and his servant. His servant was afraid when he looked up at all the powerful armies of Syria and these chariots that surrounded the city. And he cried out, "What shall we do?" Elisha said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. This was a moment. He was able to look and see, and the reality was all around him, the Lord had encamped by his holy armies surrounding his servant, protecting him. You know, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. He delivers them. Now, I said yesterday, this is not to say it like the health and the wealth people say it, that we'll never get sick, that God in this life will make everything go well. That's not what this is saying. What God is saying is the enemies that attack us, he will deliver us. There will be deliverance. There will be a safe rescue. And the Lord will bring us to our eternal rest with him. The point of all of this is to say God is always with us. He does not let the believer fall. He will keep him. Nothing happens apart from his will. And the reality is every time we cry out to him, he hears. He answers. And so the rest of this psalm describes the life of deliverance. In verse 28, "You enlighten my darkness. The word of God is proven. He's a shield to those who trust him." And David rehearses again how powerful the Lord has been to preserve him and to win the victory. And you see, now you can again begin to appreciate verses 1 and 2. This is how this psalm begins. "I love you, Lord. This is what I say to you as one who has experienced his whole life, your amazing love and deliverance. I love you." And David expresses that love with seven metaphors to describe that the Lord has always delivered him. Summarize with the word rock. "I hide myself in the cleft of the rock." You see, the psalm is not just a backwards-looking psalm, is it? It's also a forward-looking one. You notice that David was still looking for further deliverance. He says in verse 3, "I will call upon the Lord and I will be saved from all my enemies." And in verse 50, he says, "Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore." David was given deliverance to make way for the greatest deliverance to come in David's greater son. You see, David has in mind another victory. It's a victory that will be spoken of among the Gentiles in verse 49. Paul cites this in Romans 15 to tell us Jesus Christ is the one whose story of victory and deliverance Psalm 18 is all about. Think about Psalm 18 with Jesus in mind. "The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of destruction assailed me. The cords of Sheol entangled me. The snares of death confronted me. At the cross, the earth shook. The Lord took me and drew me out of many waters. He rose victorious over the grave." And ultimately, it could be said of him, verse 20, "that the Lord rewarded him according to his righteousness, according to the cleanness of his hands. He kept the ways of the Lord. He kept himself," verse 23, "from iniquity. All the enemies have fallen," verse 38, "under his feet, and he has been made," verse 43, "the head of the nations." His name, verse 49, is being glorified among the Gentiles. Great is the deliverance he gives to his king. This story is the story of Jesus Christ. And you see, we are hid in the cleft of that rock. It is in that story, that great story of deliverance, that we find our deliverance. I can't help here, through this psalm, to hear that the Lord is declaring that all the cries of his people that have ever gone up throughout history, he has answered them at the cross. He answered them through the life of David's greater son. And you see, the Lord wants us to know that since he has heard the cry of his son, since the king sits enthroned over all, since this one suffered for us, the pangs of death for us, we have nothing to be afraid. The Lord Jesus has promised, no matter what happens in this sad world, he's with us. He's with us to the end of the age. He will surround us as with a shield. He will protect us and be with us. He's not left us. In every single distress, he hears and answers his people. When you stand back over the long course of life, maybe, and you are able to do that, maybe you're older today and able to look back. Can you say this if you're a believer? No matter how you have been tried and tested and afflicted, no matter how much sorrow, the evil you have seen under the sun, here you are today, hearing this message at this time, at this point in the history of your life, for you to know he's always heard your cries. And even still, there's one last deliverance to come. What I described in this psalm of the glorious appearing of the Lord, even though we can't see him, he has always protected us with this kind of care and this kind of anger against our enemies. There is, however, one last day coming when the very one who prayed this prayer on earth will come again. It's going to be an awesome day. He will storm out of heaven and shake heaven and earth once more. The epistle to the Thessalonians reminds us God considers it just to repay with affliction those who afflict you and to grant relief to you who are afflicted as well as to us. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. When he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. This, dear listener, is going to be an awesome, glorious day of God's return. So I ask this question, you know, have you come to Jesus today? Have you believed in him? We're living in perilous times. You have no hope. You're without God in the world if you have not his son. Those who have the son today are invited to pray to him. Don't lose heart in praying. Jesus himself said, he will give justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night. Will he delay long over them? He has always been with you who believe. To those who love him, he will deny no good thing. His ear is open to you. And you know, this day, in your crying out to him, even so, Lord Jesus, he may just come. This is a powerful psalm reminding us that God is sovereign over history, that God, in all of his splendor and might, hears the prayers of his saints, and he will deliver them. Dear listener, where do you stand today? You don't want to be on the wrong side of the fence on this day. It's going to be awful for those who don't believe. He will storm out of his holy habitation, smoke out of his nostrils, and devouring fire out of his mouth. The only way of escape is coming for refuge to Jesus Christ. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministry. We are a listener-supported program. We humbly ask both for your prayerful and financial support. You can write to us at Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264. agradio.org is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Steve Swetz of Emmanuel Covenant Reformed Church in Abbotsford. I invite you to hear biblical preaching and God-centered worship every Sunday at 10 and 3:30 in the afternoon at Emmanuel Covenant Reformed Church in Abbotsford. You can find us at 35063 Page Road in Abbotsford. Our website is abbotsfordurc.org. We are a church that emphasizes Jesus Christ alone as our way of reconciliation with God.